Chapter 3, Text 13, Chapter is entitled Karma Yoga. Please repeat after me. Yagya Shishta Shina Santo Uchyante Sarvakil Vishai Bhunjate Te Twagham Papa ये पचन्त्यात्मकारणात्. Translation: The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. Purport: The devotees of the Supreme Lord, or the persons who are in Krishna consciousness, are called santas, and they are always in love with the Lord, as it is described in the Brahma Samhita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas daivaradayeshu vilokayanti. The santas, being always in a compact of love with the Supreme Personality of God at Govinda or Mukunda or Krishna, cannot accept anything without first offering it to the Supreme Person. Therefore, such devotees always perform yajñas in different modes of devotional service, such as shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, archanam, etc. And these performances of yajñas keep them always aloof from all kinds of contamination of sinful association in the material world. Others who prepare food for self or sense gratification are not only thieves but also the eaters of all kinds of sin. How can a person be happy if he is both a thief and sinful? It is not possible. Therefore, in order for people to become happy in all respects, they must be taught to perform the easy process of Sankirtan Yajna in full Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there can be no peace or happiness in the world. He brings out this understanding in this particular verse that before we eat food, that food must be first offered to the Supreme Lord. Now in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a verse which says that tadvag visargo janataga viplavo, describing the transcendental literatures which create a revolution in a misdirected civilization, referring to the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. These are literatures which bring about a revolution. Viplava literally means a boat on the waters is toppled upside down. That is viplava. So that is what these literatures do when it is presented in the proper disciplic succession, as Srila Prabhupada is doing here. Revolutionary implications in life when you understand what Prabhupada is giving. For example, today's verse which you are taking here regarding prasad. So generally, in this world, or in India specifically, before coming in contact with devotees, people generally feel that prasadam means that which you get at the end of some ceremony. Or more specifically, in South India, you'll get some coconut, broken coconut, and some bananas, and that is prasad. Or if you go to North India, some pedas, I think. Pedas are the most popular kind of prasad. So different parts of India, The concept of prasad is different. As soon as you tell the word prasad, a picture comes to the mind. Oh, it should look like this. Or it should taste like this. And almost always, the quantity is always less. Prasad means. But when you come in the association of devotees, prasad also gets certain adjectives. Lunch prasad, dinner prasad, breakfast prasad, which is unheard of before coming in contact with devotees. Lunch prasad, how is it possible? Any person, I am sure, when he first attends a Hare Krishna program, devotees say, please take prasad and go. And we are ready to get a palm full. But then a plate is offered. So right from the simplest things, like prasad, which is not so simple actually, to big philosophical concepts, it is all very revolutionary. Completely changes our concepts of what is religion all about, what life is all about, what the world is all about. There's a complete change in our ideology. So Prabhupada is here presenting the revolutionary concept, not just that it is good to get lots of prasad, but also if you eat anything apart from prasad, you are only eating handfuls of sins. Now this will unsettle any person in the outside world. How is it? I am a righteous man. I am not harming anybody. And you are telling, whatever I eat, I am eating sin. And if you are not cooking for Krishna, you are only cooking to increase your sinful reactions. How is it possible? It is very, very hard to understand and hard to digest this particular concept. But that is what the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. It is meant to create a revolution in a misdirected civilization. Viplavam. Completely turn around the way you look at things, the way you look at life itself. Now what Srila Prabhupada is doing, or what the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is presenting, is simple. It is making us aware of what the laws which govern us are. It's opening our eyes to laws, the laws of the world. That's all, nothing new. And revolution is about that, making certain group of people aware about laws which govern them. Take for example the French Revolution. Now the French Revolution, the kings, the monarchs, they exercised their power on their subordinates. But when it came to their own duties and the laws they had to abide by, they forgot it all. They simply collected taxes. So the law they exercised on the people, and the people had to pay money to the government as taxes. But they forgot the laws that govern them. That means the duty of the king is to do welfare to the citizens. So during the French Revolution, people were protesting outside the castle. We want bread, we want bread. And the queen was inside the castle. And she inquired from her servant, what are the people shouting all about? What is their problem? And the servant informed that they are shouting that they want bread to eat. So the queen replied, if they don't have bread, why don't they eat cakes? That means she was completely unaware of what was the condition of the people of France at that particular point of time. So there was a revolution, the French Revolution. So that the monarchy became aware of what are the laws that govern them, what are their duties. They are not independent.
It's not that they can do whatever they want and get away with it. No, there are laws that govern them too. And there are so many revolutions in India also. The Brahmanas, for example, they exercised their power on the lower Varnas. They exercised their powers and made them aware of the laws that govern them. But when it came to their own duties, they forgot it all. And then there have been so many revolutions, even in India. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada is making us aware. Because especially in the modern world, what is happening? Mankind, it is forgetting the laws that govern it. For example, the scientists, they are the people who give ideologies to the modern world today. So we are busy trying to understand the laws that govern this material world around us. And that is what science is all about. Trying to understand the laws of nature. How matter interacts. What are the forces governing matter? The movement of matter. What are the laws governing matter? So they have formulated the law of gravity. Laws of electromagnetism. The laws that govern movements at the subatomic level. And they see that matter follows precise laws. So precise that these laws can be formulated. So any student of science, even by 10th standard, he comes to know certain formulas which govern material world around him. So the laws are so precise that we can formulate them. That is the precision in which matter works. And we are very proud to discover those laws which govern nature. But if matter follows such precise laws, the natural question is, that which moves matter, that is consciousness, aren't there laws to govern the movement of consciousness? For example, we have this pen which is matter. Now if it is lying at this place, it will lie here forever unless there is intervention of consciousness, and then only matter moves. So matter which is inert, if its movement and its behavior is governed by precise laws, that which moves matter, that which governs the world, that is consciousness, that is living entities, aren't they governed by precise laws? Isn't it logical to understand this? It is simple common sense. And these laws are the laws of karma. As simple as that. And because we have forgotten these laws of karma, there are so many disturbances in the world around us. We have created so many disturbances in the world around us. Environmental crisis, economic crisis, and so many things. Why? Because we have failed to understand the laws of karma which govern us. So Srila Prabhupada is making us aware that there are laws which are governing you as well. Don't just be caught up trying to understand the laws which govern matter. Understand that you are not independent. You are also governed by laws and by higher authorities. And only when you understand that, can you be happy. And that is why in the last sentence of this particular purport, Prabhupada is telling, therefore in order for people to become happy in all respects, they must be taught to perform the easy process of Sankirtan Yajna and full Krishna consciousness. Otherwise there can be no peace or happiness in the world. So what follows a revolution is happy people. So that is the goal which Srila Prabhupada is directing us towards. But the problem is, in today's society, and naturally it's for any conditioned soul, the general psychology is to become independent, not to have any laws governing them. Because why we have come to this material world is to become independent enjoyers. We didn't want laws to govern us. So the rebellious souls have come to this material world. Sri Radha Gopinath ki. So naturally, if someone is made aware that there are laws that govern you, that govern every movement of yours, then the natural psychology is fear. And the modern world, the scientists especially, they are creating theories which are more and more in favor of there is no God, there is no controller, and there is no proprietor of the world. We are the topmost people in this world, and we are the controllers, we are the enjoyers, there is no one superior to us. Modern science is geared towards supporting this particular philosophy. So as soon as something contrary to this is presented, that is, there are laws of karma which govern your behavior as well, suddenly there is fear that is created. And modern science is more or less geared towards trying to negate the possibility of such existence of laws at all. In a prestigious university, we tried to organize a program about how there is a God and we are all being governed by that Supreme Lord and we are under His control. But we presented it in a very scientific way. The posters were put up, mails were sent to all students inviting them, and everything was presented in very scientific terminology in the best possible way. But just see how sharp these materialistic scientists are. One of the top professors of the university, he immediately sent a reply to the mail saying that who has organized this program? These 180 degrees opposed to modern science. Because however hard we try to present it in a very scientific way, the presentation and the philosophy which Srila Prabhupada is presenting is actually revolutionary and directly opposed to what modern science has to present us. Modern science is more and more geared towards negation of the existence of God. But the presentation of Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam actually makes us aware that actually God exists. And we are governed by superior laws which govern our behavior in this world. So it is opposed naturally. And the materialist scientists are very, very quick in understanding it. But if we understand these laws, it is for our own benefit. It's like a cat is being chased by a dog, and the cat is cornered, and the dog is about to attack the cat, and the cat is seeing the dog, but out of fear, it is closing its eyes. And it is thinking, there is no dog, there is no dog. Does the dog cease to exist? No. The intelligent thing to do is understand that this is the reality in front of me, how to confront it. So similarly, in the world today, we understand that we are cornered. Modern civilization is cornered. So many crises, so many problems that is haunting us, that we are facing in today's society. And one thing to do is just close our eyes and say that we are still right, there are no superior laws that govern us. But an intelligent thing to do is open our eyes to reality and understand that there could be laws, laws of karma, which we might be violating, which has become the cause of us being in so much trouble. And try to understand what these laws of karma are. And try to rectify our actions. And when we rectify our actions, then we see that our life changes. Now regarding this prasadam, Prabhupada is making a very logical point. Now when we are eating food, how are we eating sin? Now whether we are vegetarians or non-vegetarians, we have to kill some other living entity to feed our belly. If we are habituated to taking non-vegetarian food, then we are straight away killing an animal, which is very sinful. But even if we are on a vegetarian diet, still we are killing some living entity to survive. So aren't we subjecting ourselves to sins? If there are laws of the state, aren't there laws of karma as well? In the laws of the state, if you kill another person, then you'll be persecuted. So, in the universal laws of the Lord, every living entity, whether in plant or animal life, is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And if we kill any living entity, we are subjugated to reactions. As much as if we kill another human being, we'll be subjected to laws of the state. If we kill any living entity, man, animal or plant, according to universal laws of karma, will be subjected to reactions. It is common sense phenomena. So what to do? Whatever you eat, you're increasing your sins because you're eating a living entity after killing it. So Prabhupada is giving a simple understanding of how to get out of this sinful reaction. Offer that food to the Supreme Lord. Because everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. So everything is meant to be offered to the Supreme Lord. And when we cook, to be offered, when we cook food to be offered to the Supreme Lord, and then partake of the prasad, we become free from all the reactions. And that food which is first offered to the Supreme Lord for sacrifice is called prasad. So ideally, everyone should first offer food to the Supreme Lord and then partake of that food. That is called sanctified food. It is called prasad. And anyone can do it at their homes. Just like we have our plates to eat our food, we can have a plate for the Supreme Lord to consume food. So we prepare food for the Supreme Lord. First offer, prepare a nice plate for the Lord. Offer it to the Supreme Lord with tulsi leaves. Because without tulsi leaves, the Supreme Lord doesn't accept the food. And after the Supreme Lord accepts that food, then the whole family can partake of the prasad, which is sanctified food, that will purify our existence. So Prabhupada is not just presenting the problem He is presenting the solution as well. He is not just telling that you are simply eating sin, you are simply eating sin, and the purpose stops there. No. He is giving the complete understanding. Okay, right now you are eating sins. Now how to become free from the sinful reactions? Offer the food to the Supreme Lord. When He accepts the food, then you partake of the prasad. And then you will become happy and you will be free from all kinds of reactions. The complete understanding is given. Not just one-sided solution. Like there was one serial killer. His name was Mr. French. So he was finally caught. And the way in which he was persecuted was, he was made to sit on an electric chair, and electricity was to be passed through the electric chair, and then he would be burnt in the electric chair. That is the way he was to be executed. So the time of his execution came. So he was sitting on the chair, and all the media and all the people were assembled. Very infamous personality. So they wanted to write articles about his execution, etc. So all these people had assembled, and just before electricity was switched on to his chair,